love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. As I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. So glad to be here with you people. Wow, man, it's like I'm already going through NFL withdrawal, and you know what comes then? Wow, the XFL opening weekend, man. What do you think, people? Are you happy, sad, mad, glad, don't care? All the emotions, man. I want to hear them about it. The NBA buzzer beater weekend, maybe. Bojan Bogdanovic, what a weekend for that guy. Amazing stuff, what he did against the Houston Rockets. LeBron James turning back the clock a little bit, having a reverse dunk that is very reminiscent of what a young Kobe Bryant did at one point. Just some amazing stuff going on in the sports world, people. And the NBA is right there with you. The Raptors, that winning streak that they're on, just remarkable. And the coaching job that Nick Nurse has done, are you kidding me? Like, seriously. NCAA hoops, that didn't disappoint us either, people. Think about the buzzer beaters and things that happened all weekend long. Duke and North Carolina. Like, North Carolina has been absolutely terrible, but what an amazing performance from them to, like, play that way. Falling a little bit short, but an amazing, amazing basketball game. And you know what? That makes me think about what's to come. That would be March Madness. So thinking ahead to that, can't wait. Just can't wait. You know that. Major League Baseball. Well, we had the Mookie Betts debacle where it was on, it was off, and now it's back on. So won't be going back to Boston. The Twins do pull the trigger. So, wow, man. A lot going on in Major League Baseball. They don't disappoint us either. NHL, man, again, talk about an amazing playoff. That, to me, that's the best of them all. And I am not the first. And when I think about sports, hockey's not the first thing that comes to my mind. But playoff-wise, abso-freaking-lutely, man. It's amazing. All right, so a lot going on. UFC, what about that, too? What a controversy. Dorfman's got a lot of things on his head, if you can't tell. I'm just getting loose, getting warmed up. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use Home Advisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. You can always get at me. Follow me on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always get at me on the social media stuff, too, at Dorf on Sports. Facebook, like the page, and everywhere else. Just look it up, Dorf on Sports. And, man, oh, man, what a weekend. Always a great weekend in the sports world. Dorf, man, very lucky to do it all recap style with you here on Sports Overnight America, man. Honestly, so lucky. Can't even tell you. And I'm pretty lucky because I'm like one of the first people that get to talk to you about the XFL and the opening weekend. Seattle played DC. DC wins that one, 31-19. Houston over LA, 37-17. New York over Tampa Bay, 23-20. And then Dallas goes down to St. Louis, 15-9, who, by the way, St. Louis, they had Landry as their QB, but he winds up being hurt, so they have to throw in this guy who's a Instagram model and this and that and the other. So there is actually like some kind of compelling and intriguing stuff about the XFL. My biggest concern and my biggest question for them is it's so hard to keep up with the NFL because those guys are so special. I don't know if these guys have that kind of ability. I'm not going to say they don't, but quite frankly, if they did, would we be talking about them in the XFL? No, we'd be talking about them in the NFL. So quite frankly, this is a league where, once again, Dorfman's going to say it, man. I know it's really early, but it's going to fail. I'm sorry. It's going to fail once again. But get behind some teams, support them for as long as this thing is back out there, and let's hope that it does succeed. I don't like seeing people fail, but ultimately, there's so many things that are running up against this, okay? And let's just hit on a couple of them real quickly. First and foremost, there's eight teams. Kind of hard for a person in Wisconsin or a person in Louisiana or a person in Alabama or a person in Colorado, for crying out loud. Like, again, Seattle, DC, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay, New York, St. Louis, Dallas. Those are your cities, man. And I think the biggest challenge is how do you get people to support these eight teams that have absolutely no interest in having to go search for a team, like when you have teams that are just given to you in the NFL. 30 of them are just given to you. So I think that to me is a big problem. Time is also a big problem. Like, I think the games were like 12 and 3 o'clock. And maybe you're thinking, well, there's only one game, and this way you can put all your eyes on that one game. I get it, man. I get all the logic. I think kind of the dynamic that makes the NFL so cool is that there is all these games, and people go to bars, or they get DirecTV, or whatever it is, so that they can enjoy watching all those things happen at once. Again, I'm hoping for success. I really am. But I don't know how you're going to get it. And I know it takes time to build things. I get it. But what I do know about this league is that it failed before. So ultimately, I do think it's going to fail again. But I do hope and I pray for success. And ultimately, like I said, man, there are some compelling stories. And speaking of compelling stories, this is one that I think is extremely cool. And it's really wild and weird. And, you know, I guess what I really want to say here, and I think that New England Patriot fan, ultimately, like, when they think about what took place and how they became a dynasty, and everybody thinks about Bill and Tom, this story could have been written so much different, man. It could have been written a completely different way. Tom Brady could have never gotten off the bench, as we all know, because there was a guy by the name of Drew Bledsoe who was the number one draft pick for the New England Patriots, and they were planning on having this dude be a long-term situation for them in New England. Guy winds up getting hurt. Tom Brady gets his number called. We all know the rest is history. But what I think that is really interesting and intriguing to me beyond this is how things wind up hitting a person and what it does to that person. Does it destroy them? Does it make them bigger, better, and stronger? Do they come back with a vengeance? Do they try to get back into that arena? Do they go and search for something new? And I think that ultimately was the coolest thing about the Drew Bledsoe story. If you haven't checked it out, E60, I believe. I don't know if it just came out because I did happen to catch it. I don't know if it's been out for a couple few days. I don't know exactly. But man, oh man, it just makes you think about time and place so much. At least to the Dorf, man. Makes me think about time and place and how fortunate we can be and how unfortunate someone else can be or misfortunate. You know, you can have great things happen to you or you can have awful things happen to you. Obviously, we all know that. And that's kind of the way the world works. But it's amazing to me. It's unbelievable to me to think about how much different the story could have been in New England. And I think that when you think about how much everybody in New England loves Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they've got Drew Bledsoe to actually thank for what took place. And unfortunately, it was at the demise of this guy's career. But here's where the cool part of this all comes in. How do we recover? How do we respond, right? Dorfman said that to you just a moment ago. Well, Drew Bledsoe, the guy became a winery guy, and he found life after football in being able to do something and have a tremendous amount of success, man. But when you're a professional athlete and you have something taken away from you the way that he had it taken away from you, to have the ability and the confidence and the belief in yourself to just say, look, man, I got to go a different direction. And you know what? I'm going to be successful going in that different direction. So I love the story, and I can appreciate Drew Bledsoe a whole heck of a lot more now. And I can say to myself, you know, this guy, maybe we would have been talking about Bill and Drew instead of Bill and Tom the way that we're talking about Bill and Tom. And I think that New England Patriot fan, if you really think about that, it's actually extremely true. It's extremely crazy. It's extremely unfortunate. But at the same time, like, it was so fortunate too, because who knows if you would have had all that success if things didn't turn out the way that it did. And ultimately, Drew Bledsoe was able to find happiness and success because of a different type of failure that he had from his football life. I think the story is extremely cool, man. It really is. All right, I got to take a pause for that cause. I'll come back and maybe get into the NBA, some of the goodness and the badness from there, because the Toronto Raptors are on an unbelievable streak right now. And LeBron James had a smoking smooth dunk that looked a lot like Kobe Bean Bryant from back in the day. All right, Dorfman's got to take a break, man. I'm going to do that. I'll come back, continue rapping to you about what happened over the weekend right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. You know what I love most about those old school calls is the passion, the love, and just the realness. And ultimately, that never changes, man. You listen to the calls from yesterday. You listen to the calls from today. It's real heartfelt emotions, man. And when you hear the names like Havlicek, are you kidding me? That kind of just gives me goosebumps, people. Like dead freaking serious. Gives a guy goosebumps, man. I'm one of those people, though. I love listening to calls. I love listening to great calls and hearing those raw, real emotions. Because that's something you just can't make up, man. You just can't make that stuff up. And it is a thing of beauty listening to somebody giving you their emotions on their sleeve, man. I love it. Good stuff, Scott, as always. All right, people, follow me on Dorf on Sports, on all the social media stuff, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. It's all Dorf on Sports. So just look it up, Dorf on Sports, and you'll find me. I'm going to get into the NBA, but before I do that, I do want to just get you caught up on the NHL and some of the scores from there. So Detroit-Boston went there. Detroit is the winner, 3-1. Anaheim-Buffalo. Anaheim gets it done 3-2 there. Rangers, LA, Rangers win 4-1. Winnipeg beat Chicago 5-2. Colorado 3-2 over Minnesota. And quite frankly, man, just buckle up. Dorfman tells you all the time, NHL hockey is freaking amazing when it comes to the playoffs. It's not my number one. I don't know how many different ways I can tell you that, but quite frankly, I am locked, I am loaded, and I am literally geared to that television when we talk about NHL hockey playoffs, man. Stuff is absolutely fantastic. All right, so just some great stuff. Oh, and by the way, on that call was Johnny Most. So just an amazing old school call from Johnny Most. One of the best, man. One of the best in the business, for real. Again, I love that stuff, Scott. I really do. So hockey, I'll get you with hockey too. I kind of want to let you know the standings at this point in time too. We'll just get you up to speed on that as well. Why not? I gave you the scores. Might as well get you caught up on what's happening. Right now, Bruins are on top of the Atlantic and the Eastern Conference. Tampa Bay a little bit behind them. Toronto behind them. Florida Panthers, and then so on and so forth from there. Capitals on top in the Metropolitan. Penguins not too far behind them. Columbus Blue Jackets a little bit behind them. Islanders, and then the rest are behind them. St. Louis leading the Central of the Western Conference with 73 points, by the way. Colorado behind them. Dallas Stars, Winnipeg Jets, Nashville Predators behind them. In the Pacific, Vancouver now leading. And the cool thing about the Pacific is, if you're not paying attention, it's musical chairs, man, because when I give you the point totals here, you'll totally get what the Dwarf Man is saying. Vancouver Canucks leading the Pacific, 65 points. Edmonton Oilers in second place with 64. Vegas Knights, 64. Flames, 62. Arizona Coyotes, 61. Anaheim, 53. So we won't go past there. But you get the point, man. On any given day, it seems like just about anybody in their right mind could wind up being in first place in the Pacific when it comes to NHL hockey. So there you are. Dwarfman got you caught up a little bit on what's going on there. I do want to get you caught up on some of the NBA basketball scores too. A lot of good basketball games on the docket from Sunday. Celtics, 112-111 over the Thunder, who, by the way, great season for them, man. They have absolutely impressed me. Billy Donovan, good solid coaching job. And Chris Paul, the ultimate pro, man. Could have went into that situation the same way that Andre Iguodala did with the Memphis Grizzlies, but no. He went there. He's a professional. And you know what? The Thunder are actually a pretty damn good team. Speaking of the Grizzlies, they do win. My man Ja Morant gets a triple-double. I believe that's the first one for any rookie this year. So congrats to Ja Morant. And more importantly, congrats to him getting the Grizzlies over 500, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time this season probably as well. 27-10-10 was his triple-double, 106-99 over the Wizards, who, man, oh, man, that's just an ugly situation. Like, if you're a Wizard fan, I honestly feel bad for you. Injuries have just decimated that team. Knicks go down to the Hawks in double overtime, 140-135, and I don't know what more else to say about Trae Young other than the guy is pretty damn good. He's a tiny dude, but you know what? You can never question people's heart, and this guy is abso-freaking-lutely legit. All right, Sixers get it done over the Bulls, 118-111. Joel Embiid is the guy there, 28-12 and 5 assists in a winning effort. And I think it might be a little too early to count this team out, even though they've got all kinds of problems. And quite frankly, the Philadelphia 76ers are underachieving, people. Like, no other way to put this. They're underachieving. They shouldn't be in fifth place. They should be a top two or three seed for sure in the Eastern Conference. So let's see if they turn it on a little bit for the remainder of the season. And so much, like so many people going after Brett Brown. I don't put it all on the head coach, man. He's not out there making the plays. And we've heard guys on the team talk about what's going on there. They're not extremely happy about the situation. I don't think they have a leader. To me, that's the biggest problem. Joel Embiid is not a leader. Ben Simmons, he's not a leader. That's the biggest issue. So let's see if they have a really good playoff push in them. And then let's see what happens. Jazz get it done over the Rockets. And like I said, Bojan Bojanovic hits the winner at the buzzer. By the way, this dude has two buzzer beaters on the season. I believe the rest of the NBA has a total of two as well. And the Utah Jazz are pretty damn good too. I like that roster. Jordan Clarkson has found himself there, that's for sure. I'm happy for that kid. James Harden and the new-look Houston Rockets. I'm sorry, but what the hell are you people doing? What's going on with Mike D'Antoni? How in the world did you get this in your head that if you have a roster where you've got dudes that are 6'7" or under, you're going to go places in the NBA? I'm sorry, man. I just don't get it. Just don't get it. Not at all. So to me, this is like his last swing. He's saying, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to go out the way that I want to go out. And you know what? However I leave the Houston Rockets, well so be it. And shame on the Houston Rockets for letting him do this. You get rid of Clint Capella, the only guy that can guard people down low. I don't get it, man. I'm sorry. I'm at a loss. Seriously. Clippers 133-92 over the Cavaliers. And then the Blazers get it done 115-109 over the Miami Heat, who have also been a very pleasant surprise. Great job by Eric Spoelstra when I think about that. There's a few people that are out there that, that could be your coach of the year in the NBA. Nick Nurse, I can't speak enough about the job he's done with a team where he lost Kawhi Leonard, and right away he's got the Toronto Raptors back up in the second spot in the Eastern Conference, and they've won 14 straight games right now. I mean, come on, man. Again, that's the beauty of sports, people. Like these stories just they write themselves, man. The thing about the sports world, it's the gift that just keeps on giving, man. Whether it's great stories, which right now the Raptors, that's a great story, or it's miserable stories where, look, off the top of my head, I'm going to say the Antonio Brown situation, just awful, unfortunate for him because we know what he can do on the football field, but mentally the guy's a disaster. So great job is my point from Nick Nurse. And Not giving up hope when you lose a guy like Kawhi Leonard. Just amazing. Really. Honestly. All right, I hear the music. I know I got to take that quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. I do have a few things I still need to get in there. NCAA, maybe some UFC things, and maybe some more about the NFL. Some thoughts and quick things on my mind about what's happening there. So keep it close, everybody. Dorfman, it is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
Sixers running Simmons along with Redick in the backcourt. The guy's got it now in Meade in the middle. He's got a mismatch and he promptly throws it down in the face of Paul Millsap. Joel Embiid, maybe that gets the Sixers going.
And when you look over at the Nuggets bench, all the Nuggets are looking at one another without saying a word.
And a timeout called by Denver.
Blocked by Embiid!
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorn.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use HomeAdvisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor. Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, it's Marty Terrell. Spring training is baseball's hot stove goes to the front burner. Sports Overnight America rolls out the boys of summer spring training style starting this Monday. Are the Dodgers poised for a huge season? All bets are on now with the addition of Mookie Betts in a trade with Boston. Are the Yankees gearing up for a record run in the American League? Sports Overnight America, Spring Training Baseball 2020. It's presented by My Financial Health One. Sports Overnight America with Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Alrighty, my people, welcome back. Man, oh man, what a weekend. Always a weekend is special in the sports world, but I'm kind of going to go with the theme of like buzzer beater weekend when you had Bojan Bogdanovic do what he did in the NBA, and he had some of those great finishes in college basketball between North Carolina and Duke. And speaking of which, let me go around the scores for you in college basketball from the weekend. Baylor, the number one team in the country, by the way, a tight one, relatively interesting, to be honest with you, but hard to always get up, especially for teams like Oklahoma State, who are under 500 and one win in the Big 12 thus far. But Baylor does show up in the end and get it done, 78-70. I think those, honestly, to me, those are the toughest games. Not the games that, like, you go into and you know it's going to be a dogfight. It's the game that you're supposed to win by, like, 20 points, and then you wind up having a dogfight, and it shows your true character. So, Baylor, congrats. I know it wasn't pretty, and it's not the way you want to do it, but Dorfman understands these are the tough games. 78-70 over Oklahoma State. Gonzaga, the number two team in the country, 90-60 over St. Mary's. Kansas, the number three team, 60-46 over TCU. San Diego State still undefeated, 24-0, the four team in the country, 89-74 over Air Force. Don't sleep on them. That's what I'm saying. 80-70 is the finish with Louisville and Virginia. Virginia, man, oh man, interesting. We'll see how they come out and play. As we know, this was a good team last year, so interesting to see how they'll make a push for March Madness. Louisville, the five team in the country, too, by the way. The number six team in the country, maybe you don't know or maybe you do know, that's the Dayton Flyers, 71-65 over St. Louis. The Dukie Blue Devils, man, oh, man, like I said, probably the game of the year, quite frankly. Definitely the game of the weekend in college basketball, but maybe the game of the year too. 98-96 is the final as they get it done on a tip-in at the buzzer. So just a great game, man. Trey Jones was pretty solid for them, 28-5-6, and just an awesome basketball game. And unfortunate for North Carolina, who the only way in hell that they get into this tournament is somehow they have just a miraculous run at the ACC tournament, if they even can get into that thing, and then they wind up, you know, running the table. That's the only chance in hell they have. Florida State, the eight team in the country, 99-81 over Miami. Seton Hall, this was a good win for them on the road at Villanova, 70-64. Don't think they've won there since 1994. That to me is mind-boggling, crazy. Another one of those games that went down to the wire, Auburn, LSU, and Auburn does get it done, 91-90. Oklahoma, this was maybe one of the shockers of the day. They beat a ranked team in West Virginia who was 13 in the country, 69-59. Oregon State Beavers in the Civil War kind of battle between them and Oregon. They win. That's a shocker for sure. 63-53, maybe just a bad day for Oregon. Kentucky getting a win, 77-64 over Tennessee. Michigan State goes down to Michigan, 77-68. Always tough when you're playing your in-state rival. 96-72 is the final between Iowa and Nebraska. Iowa having themselves a decent season. Creighton, 94-82 over St. John's, and Creighton cracking the top 25, too. They're 21 in the country. Penn State, 83-77 over Minnesota. Penn State also inside of the top 25 at 22. Arizona goes down to UCLA. That's a shocker, man. Sorry, but the Bruins are awful. They stink, man. My buddy Fred Wallen, he who also does a lot of the stuff on Sports Overnight America here with us on the network, I guarantee you that that was a major shocker to him. Colorado wins 24 in the country. They are 81-74 over Stanford. And that's the majority of your scores. A couple of scores more. Marquette, I love this one. They're good, man. Watch out for them in the tourney. That's what I'm going to tell you about Marquette. 76-57 over Butler, and then Wichita State goes down to Houston 76-43. That's pretty much getting you caught up in college basketball. Also, obviously, gave you some of those top 25 teams that are here in the country. And all I can say, like, dead serious, I know earlier in the program I said that NHL hockey is your greatest playoffs, but I'll tell you what the best tournament is, and that is March Madness. I mean, come on, man. You're guaranteed 40 minutes, man. That's what you're guaranteed. In the playoffs, there's always going to be a series, man. The only thing that there's not going to be a series is obviously the wild card when you're talking about baseball, but you get my point. When we talk about major sports, man, it's a series. March Madness, it's 40 minutes, man. That's what you're guaranteed. You're guaranteed 40 minutes. And that to me is why that's the best tournament that we have, because it's not a playoff. You can come at me however you want, but ultimately it's a tournament. It's not a playoff. So 40 minutes, to me, that makes it the greatest tournament that we have. All right, I'm going to move on. College basketball, definitely buckle up. Tournaments are coming up. Exciting times, basically, is what I'm trying to tell you. I do want to get some other things in here because I do have some other thoughts on my mind. The UFC had their big event. John Jones, obviously, Reyes, those two guys went at it in the co-main event. And then the women was the other part of that main event, which, by the way, that actually was a pretty good fight. But here's where I'm going with this, because I want to take that whole thing away, because I want to put you in a different view of this. Okay, so we all know that the fight game in general, we're always questioning it, and we're always wondering if what we see is legit. And when you see guys get knocked out in 20 seconds, whether it was the greatest knockout of all time, you're going to feel cheated because it was supposed to go longer than 20 seconds, right? I mean, we want to see guys like go out there and duke it out and battle and battle and battle. We want to see blood. We want to see sweat. We want to see tears. Quite frankly, I'm sorry, but that's just the truth, man. So when we see what we saw, where it does go the distance, because in that match, it was a championship match between Reyes and Jones, and you have the first three rounds, in my humble opinion, go one way, and then you have the later stages of the fight go a different way. You can't forget about what happened earlier in the match, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So how do judges see things? How do judges score things? It's really difficult. I know this, man. I truly understand, and I know this. But when you have your president, your CEO, come out after an event and make the comments that Dana White makes, it ultimately makes you unhappy, and it makes you say to yourself, why do I pay money to watch something that it's a crapshoot, man? Like, is this going to be good or is this going to be bad? I don't know. And ultimately, that's what keeps you coming back, people, is that intrigue of like, am I going to see something amazing tonight, or am I going to see a scam and then I'm going to have that to talk about instead of having something wonderful to talk about? So the end point of what I'm saying here is that Dana White himself knew that what happened all around with the whole production, from the officials that were scoring this to the actual officials that were inside of the octagon calling these things as well. So when you have your president and your CEO say this to the public and say we've got to do better, and you know the people in Texas, this, that, and the other, they're not up to speed, they're not up to par, it makes you wonder, first and foremost, why the hell were you in Texas? There has to be another spot where you could go where you feel better about everything that comes into play here. So I'm a little bit concerned about that, but I do like the honesty of Dana White when he's talking about putting on a production and an event and it doesn't live up to his expectations. So ultimately we know it didn't live up to the public's expectations. And here's the bad news. It's not like they're giving you your money back, man. It ain't happening, because they got to pay those fighters the money that they make, and we all know how that works. Now, here's my other point of this. So I appreciate and I admire the candidness and the truthfulness of a guy like Dana White, because he wasn't happy and he let the public know. That's cool. On the other hand, I'm listening to my man Joe Rogan, who has a great podcast, and I think the guy's – he knows what he's talking about when it comes to the fight game. But he tiptoed, man. I'm sorry. Dorfman calls it the way he sees it. Dude tiptoed around things so that he didn't really have to answer questions. And he basically was very neutral, man. He was basically like Switzerland. Seriously. Dude was right down the middle, and you know, was in my mind very just not having an opinion or a take, and I don't want that from a guy that's in his position. Have a feeling, have a take. Dana White's a cool dude. He is not gonna be like, dude, you can't talk that way. Speak your mind, say your feelings. Unless ultimately you really didn't have any. Okay, man, fine, but. I don't believe that. All right, real quickly, I want to touch on a couple of things that I'm kind of hearing, like these news and these rumblings from people about certain guys that in the offseason in the NFL are going to get paid. Okay, I don't care what you say. I don't care what she says. I don't care what he says. It makes no freaking difference, man. So if you don't like Dak Prescott as a football player, fine, man. I don't care. Because you know what? If the Dallas Cowboys don't pay the dude the $30 million plus that the guy wants, he's going to go somewhere else, and they are going to pay him. And quite frankly, I got Dak's back, man. Look at his numbers. The reason that the Cowboys didn't win is not because of Dak Prescott. Sorry, man. Get that through your thick skulls, people, and quit telling me like he's not an elite quarterback and this and that and the other. He's an elite quarterback, man. He is flat out an elite quarterback. Is he the number one quarterback? No, he's not Patrick Mahomes, man. No, he's not Patrick Mahomes. But I'll tell you what, if you look at his record, since he's been in the NFL, he is a proven winner. And you know what? These days, that's pretty hard to find, man. So kudos to my man, Dak Prescott, for putting himself in a position to get paid. And to all you haters out there, quit counting people's money, man. Congratulate them. Quit hating. Dorfman hates on that. Like, seriously. Quit hating. Congratulate. Alright, speaking of which, I gotta take another pause for the cause, come back and put a bow or a cap or a wrap on this thing. I'll be right back, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, right here on Sports Overnight America.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Hey. Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America. Obviously, you can always follow me and find me in the social media world at Dorf on Sports, Twitter, Facebook, all the different spots. Just look up Dorf on Sports and you'll find me. Boom. I'll just beam up to you. I'm going to take you on this journey the way that I always do with my parting shot. And, you know, it was the opening weekend of the XFL, and I'm looking at it in so many different ways. And look, I'm hopeful. I want to be optimistic about it, but I'm also going to be truthful because I've seen it before and it failed. And ultimately, I just think that the obstacles are so great. It's extremely difficult to compete with the NFL. So good luck. I wish you luck. I wish you nothing but success. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we're not going to be talking about this for all that long. All right, so that leads me to my next point. Man, oh, man, something I do want to talk about for a long, long time. LeBron James and the way that he soared through the air with his dunk that – was very reminiscent of what Kobe Bean Bryant used to do back in the day, like 2003 style. I mean, look, I'm pulling for the Lakers. Seriously, I am really pulling for them. And we all know I am from the great state of Wisconsin. And that leads me to this point. The Milwaukee Bucks are quite frankly statistically better than the Golden State Warrior team that won 73 games. It's amazing, man. Unbelievable stuff that they do. So kudos to them. Keep it going. Let's get that chip. And then my final thing, my final thought. What a game between North Carolina and Duke, man. That is how I want to think about March Madness coming in very hot. Love it, man. For Scott on the other side of the glass, thank you very much. You do a great job. We'll be back with you people right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America next week, everybody. Good night.